Oh, wow.
Wow. Welcome back.
Welcome back. I'm not sure I could have said it better. Mr. Lenholm, do you know what that's from? That song is from? Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Do you know?
I do know.
Okay. I mean, I did want you to say yes or no, but not right. What the answer was.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yes is the short answer. Okay. Partly because I'm looking at the...
Would it be fun to have a contest? See if anybody else knows what that's from.
I think it'd be great, especially because then we could tell if anybody's listening to these podcasts.
Hello.
Did anybody listen beyond the music?
Is there anybody out there? So how about this? How about if anybody emails me, the first person to email me what that song is from and one small factoid about it would be cool. The winning prize or something.
Are you going to reveal what the prize is, or are you just going to keep people guessing?
I don't have a prize.
Oh.
It's just a...
Wow.
Okay. I'll have to cross that bridge when I get there. Mr. Lenholm, I got to say, I'm happy to see you.
Oh, yeah. It's great to be back, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful day. Beautiful morning.
Beautiful, beautiful day. April 9th. I think it's like 2 months exactly.
It's 8 short weeks. A lot of excited kids today.
Tons of excited kids. The screams of joy is what I said in my memo.
Yeah, for real. It really was. Kids were excited.
Have you read The Star? I haven't sent it out yet. You always read it.
I read every issue.
Are you on Remind?
Absolutely.
Do you get when I send the email out?
If I'm like one of your biggest fans.
Do you check it on the website?
Let's be real. If you know what? I'm just going to say this about those things. If you don't like The Star... It's not The Star's problem. It's your problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now you're
seriously,
talking.
It's
now
like that's some of the best journalism in town. I'm including the Alameda Journal and the Alameda Sun in that.
You got to stay up to date on what's happening at Ruby Bridges Elementary School.
Seriously, it's one of my favorite publications.
With 2 months left to go, we are escalating. What else we got coming up this?
We got the bike rodeo Saturday, right?
Which Saturday?
It's not until May. I want to confirm this.
I think it's May 4th.
An upcoming Saturday.
Yeah, it's
I
in
thought
May.
It was. It's a couple short weeks away.
Yeah.
I don't see it on my calendar.
It's not on the calendar. But it's our Steam auction is coming up on the 20th, April 20th.
Let me pull all this up.
We got Dreamers and Doers. Do you know about that?
Yes, I do. That's exciting. This Saturday.
This Saturday.
I think there's, aren't there two parts? Isn't it the Dreamers first and the Doers second?
Yeah, I'm more of a dreamer. What are you?
Definitely more. I'm more of an ideas guy.
You're a dreamer too.
I'm a dreamer.
Yeah. So need some doers.
But I got lots of big ideas. The fun part is the ideas. So that's going to be the brainstorming, right?
That's this Saturday, April 14th from 9 to 12.
At?
In the NPR.
Multi-purpose.
Yeah, we're going to take a tour around campus. We're going to look at some of the big projects that are planned for next year that our PTA is planning. And then we're going to try and get everybody together. I think it's on the 5th, May 5th. Is also a Saturday, and we're going to do, that's the doers. That's when we actually put these dreams into action.
It sounds great. I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. You're supposed to do the opposite, but I heard there may be coffee and donuts.
I was
going to
say, yeah, donuts.
Okay, donuts. Yeah.
You think that's overpromising?
I didn't want to say, because I know if I said there's donuts and there's not,
oh, I see.
We'd be in huge trouble.
I thought maybe that was the pinnacle.
No. What I'm hoping for is like the donuts from the place on Park Street. Those delicious donuts. And if they're not, I'll be...
Home Skillet.
If they're not, I'm going to be a little...
Do you think we need to reach out to Home Skillet and ask if they...
Yeah, probably.
Home Skillet, if you're listening.
Yeah,
Home Skillet. We love your donuts.
Yes.
And we would love for a little sponsorship. If any parents out there know someone over at Home Skillet and they want to reach out and get us some... I like a maple bar. No fill.
Delicious donuts.
No fill. All right, is that all we're here to talk about? These poor parents are driving to work. They're like, is that all these guys have got?
Right.
Donuts?
What about our next upcoming things after that? Are we still looking for the bike rodeo?
No. They can read The Star. They can check our Google Calendar.
Okay.
Do we want
to talk about some things going on in school?
What do you think about what's going on today? What did you notice?
We had many kids excited to be back, and we had some kids that were maybe not quite ready, right? A little bit of both.
Yeah, not quite ready. It seemed like maybe they got off schedule a little, you know? Like maybe they got a little taste of summertime.
Definitely. And, like they forgot some of the rules.
Seemed like maybe they were sleepy.
A lot of sleepy kids. Definitely.
Maybe they weren't used to eating breakfast at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, and my guess is those same kids probably went to bed late. So we got to make sure that we get that routine started early.
Mm.
And then it goes for me too.
Me too.
A couple other big events coming up this year, or this the rest of this year, is our testing. Our state testing starts in May. That's in grades 3 through 5. And this is a really big deal for our school. We have, it's no secret, we have not done well on these state assessments. And, you know, again, I got to be careful about over-delivering, but I got a good feeling that we're going to step up our game a little bit.
What are the benefits if we do a lot better or we do better?
Well, it's unfortunate that it is one of the main ways that we are graded as a school. And so when people see our state test scores and they see that many of our kids don't do well on these tests, it reflects negatively on our school. And that's too bad. I also think that some of these kids, they don't ever quite figure out how to do well on some of those standardized tests. And you can, you know, rage against the machine all you want, but at the end of the day, these are important assessments that are going to be used, whether it's the SATs, the ACTs. You get up in a graduate school, you know, these sorts of one-shot assessments are a big deal. Yep. And I want kids to be able to really work hard and develop some grit when things get hard. What do? Do they get to a tough question and give up on the whole test? Or do they do their best and move on to the next question? That's what I want.
Yep.
You know, that grit is really important. And so I really got my fingers crossed that we're going to do well in this test, that we're going to have a great 2 months of school, fabulous graduation ceremony, advancement ceremony with a special guest who will yet be named.
Mm.
And science camp just finished, speaking of fifth grade.
And how was that?
Good Lord.
I heard you made a guest appearance.
I did. It was really fun. I got up the rock wall. There was some team building, some water, environmental science work that we did. They got to dissect squids. They slept over. We ate lunch together. Bean and cheese burritos.
Wow. I did. Every single kid I asked today, how was science camp? They were like, it was great.
Man.
So... still a week later, I feel like it made an impression. That's awesome.
Yeah, the glow is still on them.
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Lennon, what's one thing that you're excited about coming back to school?
I mean, it's going to sound kind of cheesy, but I was really excited to see the kids.
Yeah.
It's weird because by the time spring break came, I was ready for a break, but I didn't. I was ready to see the kids today. I was excited about it. How about you?
You know, I'm really excited about dreamers and doers. I got to be honest. Our PTA president, Karen Bain, is really committed to putting some cool work in here. And one thing she's really committed to is providing the school with a garden educator for next year. Have you heard about this?
I have. Talk about exciting.
Getting another staff member here on campus, maybe a couple, 1 or 2 days a week to run our garden and really start turning that into an education center. And that's going to be coming out of the work of the PTA. So Karen Bain, who will be honored along with our Kristen Furuichi Fong and her Title I tutors over in the Star Lab at the Alameda Ed Foundation's Salute to Education.
That's right.
Boom. April 27th. It's going to be a super fun event. I will be there along with Mr. Lundholm and some teachers and some parents. And come on out and support Ruby Bridges. You can click the link in the star that I just sent out. And with that, hey, and this maybe also... since I'm trying to keep this under 6 minutes. I see I'm going on 9 minutes, so I'm not doing so well. But I did want to send a shout out to any of our new families, new kindergarten families. I'm going to try and get this podcast to you also. So I hope you guys are listening, and I hope that you are excited about what you're seeing over here at Ruby Bridges Elementary School. It's a really exciting place. With that said, I will turn it back to Mr. Lundholm, and
here we go. Not on the side yet. I know you're itching to sing it.
Welcome back.
There you go.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.